Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from ChuckChat.com with another episode of Freestyle for the Dog Days of Podcasting. You can find out more at DogDaysOfPodcasting.com. I think podcasting is now a drinking game. So if you hear the word podcast or podcasting, take a drink. No, don't do that. Don't do that. All right. I'm having a good time. I hope you are well as well. I am the most responsible adult in the household and the guest house for that matter. And it probably didn't take you too long to figure out I'm the only adult in either of those households. This morning, I took my daughter Lisa to the airport so she could be with her husband, who is already in Lithuania visiting family. She gets to meet the in-laws for the first time in their five-year marriage. So this will be interesting. I said, do you know enough Lithuanian? She says, no. She knows, please, thank you, yes, no, where's the bathroom? You know, all the important stuff. What was it? I'm hungry, are you hungry? Something like, I think she knows a few food names like potato. But that'll be interesting. I'll be really curious to see how she turns out about that. A little bit of a foobar at the airport, but she got it sorted out. Actually worked to her advantage in the end. Not going to go into details. We all have terrible travel stories that we'd like to share, but that's her story to share, not mine. I have a podcast to do. Donna's out for a couple of weeks, and I get to take care of our cat and Lisa's two cats. That makes me responsible, or at least I'm supposed to be. We'll see how the cats are doing in a couple of weeks. On to the episode. I already went through my retirement plan, what reality started to do to that, with a pretty broad paintbrush. Now I'm going to get into the gory details in a chronological format, beginning with June 17th, 81 days and counting. Woohoo! So this was the day that I had sent out the message to our P5 team. P5 refers to phase 5 of our corporate growth. I think P1 is, what, $100 million in revenue or less, and P2 is a million, billion, something. I don't remember exactly where the lines are, but in the last 6 to 12 months, they went from being the P4 team to the P5 team, and I don't think the membership changed a whole lot. It's just what phase of growth the organization is in. So if they're making more money, we get upgraded to a P5 team. That's just the executive leadership team. I did get nice responses from the CEO, chairman and CEO. I should be careful how I say that. We did get caught with that on a certificate one time and had to get the darn thing reprinted. Our chief financial officer, our chief strategy officer, a number of the people wrote very nice personal messages. I won't read them here, but I have started collecting those and many other things in Evernote, in what used to be my career history document. The career history document was where I would collect my accomplishments. I'd visit this thing once a quarter and go, what did I finish on time? What came in on budget? Da, 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 so that I'd have that ready for any potential future resume. Got 25 things at this latest role and you're applying for a new job, pick the best 5. It works really, really well. That was something I learned from Manager Tools years ago. They told me about the career history document and I have invested in it for about the last 18 years. And it's come out very well. I did reach out to them about February, I think it was, as I was starting to put together my plan. I said, hey, has anybody ever done this before? If anybody, Manager Tools would have good advice. They've been around since 2005. I was mentored by one of the founders in 2006, 2007. They came out with a secondary podcast called Career Tools. Their podcasts are really lead generation for their conferences and consultation services. So they are a management consulting firm, and then they put this out as lead generation. Free content, wonderful stuff. If you're not listening, whether you're a manager or not, you listen to Career Tools. They also have another one called Executive Tools that they started about 4 years ago, I want to say. Great stuff. Been listening for a very, very long time. They did not have anything in their archives about retirement planning. So I reached out to them and I said, hey, a lot of your listeners are probably like me. They're aging out. Right? They either have or soon will retire. This might be a good topic. I'd be happy to share with you my thoughts, my experience, my project plan, if you want it. They agreed. They added it to their backlog. We'll see what happens. So I said I would keep it short. That is keeping it short for today. And I will come back at you with another one as we move through the calendar and this story continues to unfold as to how things really went in my retirement journey. Until then, take care, stay safe. Bye.